News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. It's cold here, chilly here, but around the country, how cold is it? I thought y'all were going to ask something.
How cold?
Postal Service is not running. What? You're not going to get your mail
in
some parts of the country because it's too cold to deliver the mail.
That's Midwest.
But wasn't there the thing about through snow and sleet and dark? Ah, we'll get to it coming up. We got Kane with traffic, and then we'll check in with Dr. Bill.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No accidents and light traffic so far for the 1065 split. If you're traveling out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore and across the Bayway and the Causeway, no delays so far this morning. The South Alabama men's and women's basketball team hosting a rare doubleheader this Saturday versus the Troy Trojans at the Mitchell Center. Beginning at 3 p.m., kids 12 and under can shoot basketball on the court following the men's games. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Look for temperatures around 50 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have y'all here on this Wednesday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. I know I'm probably going to lose this one in a big way, and I'm going to get in trouble here because I tweeted this at the USPS, and this is nothing. This is not anything against any individual. It's just a question, really. I just, with this story out that places across the country, there will be no mail delivery today. I remember that old, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. By the way, due to extreme weather, this is from the U.S. Postal Service on Twitter, due to extreme weather conditions caused by Winter Storm Jaden, which, okay, USPS, I don't feel bad about picking a fight because that's an arbitrary name made up by the Weather Channel, not a government agency, although the Weather Channel probably should serve as a government agency. Mm-hmm. But Weather Channel, and the Weather Channel spelled it Jayden, and y'all have taken it, the Postal Service now, if you're going to hashtag and do something, spell the created storm name correctly.
Autocorrect. Gets the best of everyone.
I mean, if you're going to create something out of whole cloth, you might as well at least have it spelled correctly. They spelled it Jaden. They said, we have temporarily suspended delivery service in certain locations to ensure the safety and well-being of our employees. Visit service alert, blah, blah, blah.
I'm glad that they did that. I'm sorry.
That's why. Listen, I'm just asking the question. I'm not saying I want anybody in danger. I'm just asking if you got a motto, if your motto is, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from their swift completion of their appointed rounds. And then you say, hey, by the way, it's cold and we're closing. I get it. I'm just saying maybe you get rid of the motto.
I feel like there's a renegade postal worker out there. It's kind of like a police detective that's been told he's off the case. Like, you got to let me out there. You got to let me go, boss. Come on.
One of those old cop shows, that's right, where they send them to the house and they're trying to work the case from the house. Listen, I imagine there's probably a lot of post office workers that would go do it, but they don't get that choice when management calls a shot. It's almost like when you close school for a snow event and then it doesn't snow. All right.
Well, and think about those in the rural areas who are driving the vehicles with and they don't have doors on the side there, and they get stuck somewhere. It makes sense.
And then a pack of wolves attacks them.
No,
and a missile comes down. And we can come up with every scenario.
Well, but that's easy to say when our temperatures are in the 30s. I mean, you.
I know. I understand where they are. I'm just saying, with a motto like that, maybe you ought to consider at least putting that motto in like a 6-point font and burying it somewhere on the website.
Well, I don't think a polar vortex happens very often. So I think that going forward, their marketing team will get their act together.
There you go. They only lost, how many billion last year?
Right. You are on a roll.
I'm just calling the shots like I see them. Just calling balls and strikes.
Are you still going to get your Gregory Hines stamps?
Oh, which, by the way, I saw my sister was at that event yesterday.
Oh, I love it. Yep. It doesn't surprise me, though.
Yep. We'll talk. Okay. We'll go to a news break after your news break, and we'll talk about it. Now, time for headlines. Y'all, here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. It is 6:11 on your... What's today?
Wednesday.
Okay, I just wanted to just clarify, because sometimes, we have these news headlines.
Someday.
I really wanted you to say that. All right, so the bone-chilling temperatures in some portions of the state are forcing even more schools to have to close their doors for today because of the threat of dangerous road conditions due to sub-freezing temperatures. Real quickly, I had this conversation with the kids because I was telling them that sometimes it's not about what you see with the eyeballs when it comes to weather. It's about the road conditions that could impact all the school buses and people trying to commute to work, which would cause accidents. And so, the name of the game is to keep everyone safe. And if you don't get the weather that you thought you were going to, don't get mad at your favorite weather forecaster or your favorite meteorologist. They're doing the best they can in an effort to keep you safe.
That's right.
All right, back to my news headline. So the schools that I'm talking about today are in Barber County, those schools there, and Coosa County schools closed today. Here's a quote. The decision has already been made to not have school Wednesday. Hopefully the extra day will help everyone with sickness. They're talking about, remember yesterday we talked about the flu, which has impacted so many schools. So you've got cold weather and the flu. I hope these things don't come in threes. According to the Barber County EMA, Eufaula City Schools and the Barber County Courthouse, they both will operate on a normal schedule today. Schools across the north and central portion of our state here in Alabama closed on Tuesday in anticipation of snow. However, the type of snow they were thinking may come on down did not. It was not the Price is Right. So they bill themselves as offering the leading global professional services when it comes to booking speakers for your upcoming event. And the Worldwide Speakers Group has landed a big name as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is now hitting the speaker circuit. Worldwide Speakers Group, they tout big name clients like former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Think about that. Do you ever think that...
Quite a stable folks they got.
There you go. But do you ever think that former Chief of Staff John Kelly and now former Attorney General Jeff Sessions may bump into each other at an event?
Sure. And they're all in a train and they're riding, and then Sanjay Gupta comes in.
And rescues everyone.
And Doc starts talking about some kind of rare tropical disease.
Oh my goodness. Bear with us, friends. So, of course, the former AG served as senator here in Alabama from 1997 to 2017 when he resigned to become President Trump's first attorney general. Things quickly went sour. Mr. Sessions resigned in late 2018. So here's the question I want to ask you, though. Based on the former senator and former attorney general Sessions' illustrious career, how much money do you think that he's charging when it comes to speaker fees?
Probably nowhere near as much as Hillary Clinton was doing in her time before she ran
presidency. We're going to keep it focused on Sessions. And the question is, how much money do you think he is charging? Not he compared to she or they. How much do you think he is charging?
$75,000.
I was going to say $25,000.
Between $25,000 and $40,000 per appearance.
Getting ripped off.
Among some of the speech topics available include establishing a realistic foreign policy, challenges to the rule of law, and the real meaning of the Trump agenda. You may want to chit-chat with Cliff Sims on that one, because, boy, is he in the news. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:15, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dalton talking sports. Coming up, there's a football game this weekend?
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl, I think.
Okay, that's good. The big game. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager charged with raping a 14-year-old girl at school is due in court today. The alleged rape happened at Jackson High School in December. 17-year-old Antarian Daffin is one of five teenagers charged in the case. His court appearance today is listed as a docket hearing in court records. The death of a baby in Pensacola is now being investigated as a homicide. Authorities initially called the death of one-year-old Camarian Scott suspicious. Investigators are now confirming the child was killed. On December 29th, Camarian died at Pensacola Village Apartments. Bond is denied for a Mobile County man accused of shooting and killing his three-year-old son. Police say 22-year-old Damian Little Sr. argued with his son's mother at a home in Pritchard Saturday night. He then fired shots into the house, killing his child and injuring his child's mother. And the city of Mobile is rolling out a new parking system starting next month. New meters will allow you to pay with a credit card or through an app. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Alabama basketball pulls off a home court upset. The Pelicans rise to the occasion in Houston, and the Alabama High School Athletic Association has a new court date. It's 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. A couple updates to upcoming court appearances for the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Ben Thomas of AL.com reports that the court date regarding the federal civil lawsuit filed by St. Paul's Episcopal School against the AHSAA has been set for Thursday, February the 7th at 2 p.m. U.S. District Judge Terry F. Moorer is set to hear oral arguments on that day. The lawsuit, which was filed in May, alleges that the AHSAA's one-year-old competitive balance rule is unfair to some private schools' teams for being successful and is also dangerous to their athletes. Judge Moore will either dismiss St. Paul's case or rule that the case against the AHSAA can continue. In another legal issue, Charles Henderson High School senior basketball player Maury Davenport was suspended last year by the AHSAA for receiving a check from USA Basketball after playing for Team USA in August. Now AL.com's Josh Bean reports that Davenport's family has asked to postpone Friday's hearing in the lawsuit versus the AHSAA. Pay-for-play violates the State Athletic Association's rules, and Davenport reimbursed the money to USA Basketball once she learned of the infraction. Earlier this month, the Davenport family filed a lawsuit against the AHSAA and Executive Director Steve Savarese and was issued a temporary order allowing Maury to play. In SEC basketball last night, Alabama upset number 22-ranked Mississippi State 83-79. Alabama held a 14-point second-half lead at one point, and the Bulldogs were able to pull within three in the final minute, but the Tide held on for the win. Dante Hall scored 19 points, John Petty added 13, and Riley Norris had 11 in the win. Bama's now 13-7 overall this season and 4-3 in conference play.
In other games, number one, Tennessee rolled past South Carolina 92-70. UT's Admiral Schofield scored 20 of his 24 points in the second half, along with 9 rebounds, and Grant Williams added 23 with 9 more rebounds. Tennessee's undefeated in SEC games and have now won 15 consecutive, tying the school record that was set back in 1917. Number 7 ranked Kentucky easily beat Vanderbilt 87-52, and Arkansas won at home against Georgia 70-60. Tonight there are 3 SEC games. At 5:30, Florida hosts Ole Miss. Then at 7:30, Auburn welcomes Missouri to Auburn Arena. That game will air here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 7. Center Austin Wiley has missed the Tigers' last 3 games due to a leg injury and has been ruled out again for tonight's game. At 8, Texas A&M hosts number 19 LSU to wrap up the SEC slate. In the NBA, New Orleans beat Houston on the road 121-116, again without All-Star Anthony Davis, and one day after Davis demanded a trade from the Pelicans. Jahlil Okafor led New Orleans with 27 points and 12 rebounds. Houston's James Harden scored 37, extending his streak of 30-point games to 24. Meanwhile, the NBA fined Davis $50,000 for demanding a trade. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement prohibits players or their agents from publicly requesting trades. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, so and the this court date on the St. Paul thing is...
That'll be next Thursday, February the 7th, and it'll start at 2 p.m. where the judge hears oral arguments.
Okay, and not that I have any kind of bias or anything in that story.
But it's been a rough few months for Saints fans all over the Southeast.
And the high school Saints. All right, coming right back.
Yes, I want to be in that number. I win the Saints school marching.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Look for temperatures around 50 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best and local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio Town Hall with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must take a stand.
Please join me, Pete Rehm, 8 p.m. every Thursday night for the Restoring Common Sense Town Hall. Presented by the Call News, delivering news and sports for Mobile County. We'll turn up your voice. That's Common Sense Town Hall, presented by the Call News every Thursday at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. A chilly start. Again, go outside and definitely want to turn the heater on before you head out. No delays from the 1065 split from Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and 65, and across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from Daphne, Spanish Fort. Haven't had any delays yet this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5. I tell you, I mean, not that it's a heat wave or anything, but not nearly as cold as we were expecting. 31 here at our studios. I know, as you look at the icebox of Mobile County, Mount Vernon, they're down in the 20s. And I think we were putting it up for vote the other day if we had to have the icebox of Baldwin County. You know, I said maybe Bay Minette is the bigger town, but then we talked about maybe Little River or Chrysler or somewhere up there. Stockton, wherever the ice box of Baldwin County is, northern part of Baldwin County in the upper 20s, and down in the 26 right now in Mount Vernon. So, but yeah, Mobile 31, just under freezing here, although the story is different as you go north in our state and, of course, through the rest of the country. Dr. Bill will fill us in on that coming up. Right now, we check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the cold temps that you mentioned and great ways that people stay warm. You know, you have all types of methods to stay warm. Layering is your friend.
Oh, layering. Okay, layering. I was thinking, okay.
Listen, and I know we have a lot of our friends who've moved from the Midwest so they can identify with this, mm-hmm. but for those of us from the Midwest, you know what you would do to stay warm if you had to catch the bus, like you had to stand outside? You would put Vaseline on your face and on your entire body because that provides a layer of protection. And then you put on your long johns, and then you'd put on your clothes, and then you'd put on your coat, your
boots.
Doesn't
that get up? Okay, we'll have to talk about it during the break.
It's greasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At that point, do you care?
Well, I don't want all that on the inside of my long handles.
Your long handles? What are those?
Long johns.
Long johns. Gee, you're way too cool for me.
Too country. Long handles.
I missed the memo. But just want to put that out there because there are some people who are not in situations where they have the best heating system. And be careful if you have a space heater as well. This is a time of year where we hear about fires and we hear about things happening. So just be mindful of that. All righty. 6:26 on your Wednesday morning. The happiest place on earth is not so much. Now that we know a food service worker has tested positive for hepatitis A at Walt Disney World. Authorities say that the virus was confirmed last week. That employee worked at the Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review at the resort at the resort's Fort Wilderness Campground. Did I have you at Hoop-Dee-Doo?
You did.
Me too. The health department has been vaccinating co-workers this week and last week. The theme park is confirming that the employee has not worked at that restaurant since being diagnosed, and that person will not return until they are cleared by the Department of Health. So as for the restaurant, it actually remains open. Officials say they have thoroughly cleaned and sanitized in an abundance of caution. If you're not familiar with hepatitis A, the virus can cause liver disease and is spread. Hold on to yourself now. The virus can cause liver disease and is spread from contact with things contaminated by number two.
Okay? Lovely.
Okay. Good news, though. No other colleagues or visitors have fallen ill. That's good. All right, let's talk some technology.
Okay.
Even though my music ran out, can I have some more?
Please? Well, you just the end of the music here because we're about to start the new music here. We have we have just 14 seconds.
Okay, there's a fix for all of you who are having a fit because you can't FaceTime. I'll tell you about that in my next news hub update, and I will tell you this. My sister actually said, hey, you want to FaceTime this evening?
Yeah, did you say
I said, girl, do you not watch the news?
Yeah, but y'all can FaceTime. I mean, it's y'all.
You sound just like her. I'll explain to you what I said.
All right.
And why I'm the big sister.
Okay, we'll do that. if your little sister's listening, I'm on your side.
There's three other little sisters now.
Okay, well.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students returned to class this morning at two schools a day after threats were made. In one case, a 13-year-old girl was arrested. Okaloosa County deputies say the student at Ruckel Middle School in Niceville told classmates she wanted to shoot up her school. The second school threat happened in Pensacola. Jim C. Bailey Middle School was on lockdown for over an hour. A nearby elementary school was also placed on lockdown as a precaution. Foley police pulled over a truck and found meth, scales, and drug paraphernalia. Timmy Thornton and Ashley Pennington were arrested. They have bonds totaling more than $100,000. The city of Mobile is rolling out a new parking system. Parking meters are being installed around downtown. Starting next month, the new meters will let you pay with a credit card or through an app. Mobile police are looking for a man who took $1,000 in stolen coins to a local Winn-Dixie. Police identified that man as 29-year-old Brandon Morissette. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
The deadly Arctic deep freeze smothering the Midwest is forcing another day of widespread closings of schools, businesses, and government offices. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is checking wake-up temperatures.
48 below zero is what Chicago will feel like. Minneapolis will feel like 50 below zero. Cleveland, 23 below. As we go through the day, temperatures are not going to warm much at all.
The intense, life-threatening freeze is now heading east, and it will be cold, although not as dangerously cold, as far south as Florida. With House and Senate negotiators starting talks today on a permanent budget deal to keep the government running, President Trump is again insisting that any deal give him a border wall. Trump tweeting, if they aren't, quote, discussing or contemplating a wall or physical barrier, they are wasting their time, exclamation point. U.S. and Chinese negotiators start 2 days of high-level talks today aimed at settling the six-month trade war, and the Federal Reserve will offer direction on the future of interest rate hikes this afternoon. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Apple shipped 65.9 million iPhones in the December quarter, a 15% decrease from a year ago. Strategy Analytics says much of the downturn came from Japan and China, where Apple shipped 3 million fewer devices. CEO Tim Cook told analysts the company's iPhone business was challenged by unfavorable foreign exchange rates, fewer carrier subsidies, and interest in its discounted battery replacement program. Though he didn't mention competitors, Strategy Analytics says rivals like Huawei were a problem. Sales in North America and Western Europe performed relatively well. The federal government has one more problem from the partial shutdown. What to do about all the expired deadlines for public comment on proposed regulations? Public comment periods for 143 rules ended during the impasse. Lockheed Martin says it unloaded $2.6 billion in pension obligations to insurance companies in December. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. Two cigarettes, three cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, so far 181 just south of County Road 48 in Baldwin County, an accident involving a car and a tractor trailer. No injuries involved, but the roadway is blocked off. And if you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway, so far looking good. Mobile Police Department county officers are clear. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today and stop by their showroom in Robertsdale, Alabama. They want to help you pick out the flooring you always wanted. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your EthiTalk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's, I guess, a time for a low temp roundup, because here at the studio, not bad, 31 here. I guess there's some points to our north, got a little colder.
Yeah, we have some clouds around this morning. It's mostly cloudy, and that's helping to keep that temperature up a little bit, because we had expected to get into the upper 20s. And so many of the observing stations then around our area, the coastal areas of Mississippi and northwest Florida, did not get quite as cold. However, to the north of us, it's a different story. And, of course, Mount Vernon came in with 24 this morning. And we do have some other readings, such as Atmore, that are in the mid-20s. The cold air, the core of this cold air, is located over the Midwest, and it's intense. Right now at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, the temperature is minus 22. And they have a wind chill with a gusty wind out of the northwest. The wind chill at Chicago is minus 49. And how about that for starting out for work in the morning?
Yeah, and I'm looking at these temperatures. These are, in some areas, the coldest they've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, Minneapolis is at minus 27 with a wind chill of minus 47 degrees. So it's a bitter cold air mass, and we're very fortunate that it didn't drop straight down to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
if that had been the case, we would have been down in the teens or even colder than that.
Okay, is that what happened, Dr. Bill? Because I was wondering about that. It's so cold in the Midwest, and it's not that it's warm here, but it's not any kind of super record cold here, so it just didn't make it the whole way down.
Yeah, the core of it is well to the north of us. We have kind of shallow cold air that's come all the way down to the Gulf Coast. But up there, it's extremely intense, and it's drifting now to the east, and we'll go across Illinois, Indiana, and then to the east coast. Now, it'll gradually modify, but that's where the coldest readings will occur then, from there all the way over eventually into New England. And as it starts to move to the east, we're going to see the wind here start to shift around and eventually to the south, and that's going to give us a rapid warm-up in temperature. But we're still going to be chilly today. I look for a high around 50 degrees this afternoon. That's way below normal. And then tonight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. We'll see temperatures in the 30s tonight, low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, it really starts to warm up. We'll be in the upper 50s, near 60, and mostly sunny. Friday, mid-60s and partly cloudy. And then over the weekend, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s, possibly making it to 70 on Sunday. And there's a chance of a few scattered showers developing with all that moisture coming back in from the Gulf. And then early next week, we'll be in the 70s, low 70s and mid 70s for Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers. So we're really going to pull out of this cold weather rather quickly.
Oh, Dr. Bill, good morning, and hopefully hopefully you're staying nice and toasty and warm. Question for you, because there's sometimes during these situations where we expect snow and rain and everything and then some, and it doesn't come to fruition, and people actually get mad at their weather forecaster. Tell them something this morning so they understand that you do the best you can to forecast.
It's very difficult to forecast snow conditions down here, and the chances of the conditions occurring that we do get snow is very, very slim. Even forecasting snow up in the big cities, up in the Northeast, is very, very difficult. For example, New York City, there's a fine line there between the Atlantic and the Appalachian Mountains, and it's a very difficult thing. If you blow the forecast up there as and say there's no snow, you could end up with a foot. when you have when it costs millions of dollars to get snow equipment ready,
that's a
disaster. But it's a very difficult thing, and particularly down here in the South. And this is not unusual, where we have a slight chance, and most of the snow occurs well to the north of us. The conditions here are very, very difficult to get a snowfall.
And if we did get snowfall, like we got something record snowfall, we got just a snowfall, a trace, whatever, it would show up in next year's Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of records in there, and all-time records for Mobile, and of course hurricane information. You'll find all the names for the hurricane season coming up. You can find them, and of course they're free here in Mobile at West Marine and at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. And over the Eastern Shore, if you're in Fairhope, at Old Time Garden Supply, as well as Billy Lankford Allstate, Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County, and if you're over in the Robertsdale area, at Robertsdale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, coming up next hour, I want to, speaking of some records, the lowest temperature ever recorded for Mobile, and we can talk some polar vortex. Can you explain that to us?
Polar vortex, yes.
All right. Coming right back, we'll get Dr. Bill next hour to teach us all that good stuff, and we'll check in with Kelly for headlines coming up.
Hey, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Thanks to all of our fine listeners for 9 great years on the radio. So why not come out and celebrate with us this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from Ed's Seafood Shed. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ed's Seafood Shed.
Hoorah! And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be broadcasting Midday Mobile live from Ed's on Wednesday. Doing the show from noon to 1, then Tom and Cal with the Scuttlebutt Network take over at 1. Entire 2 hours are live Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. And your friends at FM Talk 106.5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. How cold is it?
How cold is it, you say?
Postal Service not delivering this morning.
Have they tweeted you back?
Not here. No, they have not. USPS, at USPS on Twitter, has not posted back anything. But yet they said, due to extreme weather conditions caused by Winter Storm Jaden, that's a whole other discussion, we have temporarily suspended delivery service in certain locations to ensure the safety and well-being of our employees. You know what? Some of those places that we're talking about, I can see that, since they said, 5 minutes skin exposure could give you frostbite, something like that. So pretty cold. Nothing, we whine and cry here, in the 20s, child's play compared to the rest of the country, but of course everything is relative.
Yeah, it's so cold in parts of the United States that it's warmer in Russia. 28 degrees in Moscow right now, which is basically swimsuit weather for them.
That's right. Have you ever seen, not Moscow, but up in Leningrad, where they do the big swim there?
Polar bear plunge.
Except, versus getting in the Gulf of Mexico, they break the ice and get in. And also, it's actually colder in some parts of the United States right now than it is in Antarctica. And of course, it is.
Wow.
Summer season in Antarctica, but it's still cold even in summer there. All right, 6:43, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Yeah, it's bringing back memories when I went to attend my first university, Central Michigan, and we had a frostbite advisory, and school was still in session. Nobody cares.
You just dressed up like nothing but your eyes sticking out?
like a cute little Eskimo?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know where you live, so it's par for the course, right? All right, let's get you to your headline, 6:43 on your Wednesday morning, halfway through the week. Yay! All right, news from Baldwin County as we learn even more information about a recent traffic stop, which happened 3 days ago. Foley Police, they were conducting that traffic stop. 44-year-old Timmy Lee Thornton of 8 Mile, along with his passenger, 25-year-old Ashley Marie Pennington, she's of Foley. They were both in that vehicle. Authorities say that when they found out that there was an invalid license involved for Thornton, and Pennington had a pending warrant with the Robertsdale Police Department, Well, they looked even deeper, and they discovered that they also had 5.2 ounces of methamphetamine, digital scales, and other drug paraphernalia inside of their vehicle. Both people were arrested and charged with trafficking. Now to a story I wasn't able to get to earlier because we were chit-chatting about other things, the whole FaceTime deal. So here's how I think. So even though, if you're new to the scene, let me give you the story and then I'll tell you my thoughts. So Apple says that they have fixed the bug, which allows people to eavesdrop on other people's FaceTime, even if the other person on the other end does not answer your call. I mean, how many of us have looked at a call and said, I'll call them back later? Well, they probably heard you say, yeah, I'll call them back later. So the bug has been demonstrated online by a number of techies, and it allows the callers to activate another person's microphone remotely. Think about that. And possibly look into your camera feed of the person you're calling. So you know how when you tell people, hey, don't swipe left. Well, they're swiping. They're seeing. And this is really specifically for the video chat app Group FaceTime, which is listed on the company's support page as, quote, having an issue. The bug was identified on iPhones and iPads running iOS 12.1 and Apple PCs running Mac OS Mojave. So here's the problem. They're saying it's group right now, but how many times have we talked about issues like this and it expands to one-on-one FaceTime? And I saw a funny tweet. Somebody said, why does this have to happen right before Valentine's Day? I'm not getting in your business. But if you need to disable, you're not quite sure how to do so when it comes to this, Apple has made the group chat function unavailable after the problem was discovered. You can disable the app to avoid the problem. If you have an iPhone or iPad, go to your settings, scroll down, select FaceTime, toggle all over that green button at the top of the screen, boom, you've disabled it. And on your desktop Mac, open the FaceTime app, go to FaceTime on the top of the screen, and select the option Turn FaceTime Off. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We may have to go old school with it, Sean. And
just call people and talk to them?
Stop. Nah. What will we talk about?
Rotary phones never had this issue.
That's right. Good point. By the Luddite version of this, you just stick with your old trim line phone there and you're just fine.
Have you guys seen that viral video of two teenagers who were introduced to a rotary phone and they didn't, and it took them minutes to figure out how to operate it?
No, I got to watch that. And when we come back from the break, I got a story about a vehicle that did not get stolen by some young banditos because it was a manual shift. In 2019, it's, by the way, getting ready to be the end of January, and if one of your New Year's resolutions was to save money in the new year, why don't you get started with that and get with the folks over at Lightstream, lightstream.com. Holiday season's over, brand new year. Get those credit card bills in from the Christmas shopping. Think about this. Lowering your interest rate and saving money every month with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay and save thousands in interest. The rate's fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Application 100% online, and there are no fees. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. And y'all can save even more now with an additional interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get this discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. So visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager charged with raping a 14-year-old girl at school is due in court today. The alleged rape happened at Jackson High School in December. 17-year-old Antarian Daffin is one of five teenagers charged in the case. His court appearance today is listed as a docket hearing in court records. The death of a baby in Pensacola is now being investigated as a homicide. Authorities initially called the death of one-year-old Camarian Scott suspicious. Investigators are now confirming the child was killed. On December 29th, Camarian died at Pensacola Village Apartments. Bond is denied for a Mobile County man accused of shooting and killing his three-year-old son. Police say 22-year-old Damian Little Sr. argued with his son's mother at a home in Pritchard Saturday night. He then fired shots into the house, killing his child and injuring his child's mother. And the city of Mobile is rolling out a new parking system starting next month. New meters will allow you to pay with a credit card or through an app. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. A couple updates to upcoming court appearances for the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Ben Thomas of AL.com reports that the court date regarding the federal civil lawsuit filed by St. Paul's Episcopal School against the AHSAA has been set for Thursday, February the 7th at 2 p.m. U.S. District Judge Terry Moore is set to hear oral arguments on that day. The lawsuit, which was filed in May, alleges that the AHSAA's one-year-old competitive balance rule is unfair to some private schools' teams for being successful and is also dangerous to their athletes. Judge Moore will either dismiss St. Paul's case or rule that the case against the AHSAA can continue. In another legal issue, Charles Henderson High School senior basketball player Maury Davenport was suspended last year by the AHSAA for receiving a check from USA Basketball after playing for Team USA in August. Now AL.com's Josh Bean reports that Davenport's family has asked to postpone Friday's hearing in the lawsuit versus the AHSAA. Pay-for-play violates the State Athletic Association's rules, and Davenport reimbursed the money to USA Basketball once she learned of the infraction. Earlier this month, the Davenport family filed a lawsuit against the Athletic Association and Executive Director Steve Savarese and was issued a temporary order allowing Maury to play. In SEC basketball last night, Alabama upset number 22-ranked Mississippi State 83-79. Alabama held a 14-point second-half lead at one point, and the Bulldogs were able to pull within three in the final minute, but the Tide held on for the win. 6:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning to the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We've had a good start so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, though, 181 just south of County Road 88. They've got state troopers working an accident involving a car and a tractor trailer. No injuries, but again, the roadway is blocked off. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages. And now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today. Look for temperatures around 50 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:54 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. If you love mammals and want to volunteer, the Dolphin Island Sea Lab Marine Research Program needs you. On Tuesday, over at the battleship, about 50 people were being trained to handle live animal response, animal first aid, and others. I love this. Mackenzie Russell is the stranding coordinator. I like that. At the Dolphin Island Sea Lab, and says volunteers are the hands and feet of what we do. So they're the ones that are usually on the beach. They're going to be the ones making the calls. They're going to be the ones letting us know the situation. And that way it allows us to prepare ourselves to properly respond to what every situation we got going on. Good stuff. So currently they have 40 active volunteers. If you're interested, be sure to give the Dolphin Island Sea Lab a call, and you must be at least 18 years of age to volunteer. Hey, this is great news. So you know February 1st is the beginning of Black History Month. And do you know the name of Mario Van Peebles?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to town.
Uh-oh, ladies. Whoop, whoop. Van Peebles alert.
What was that?
That's the Mario Van Peebles alert sounder.
Well, he has a new movie out. Okay, so he's teaming up. Broussard's Piano Gallery is teaming up with the Gulf Coast here, and they are premiering the Armed. Is that what it's called? Armed, with special guest Mario Van Peebles at the Mobile Sanker. This is happening Saturday, February the 2nd. So he is a writer, director, producer, and star of this movie, and they are teaming up with the Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd, which is located on Donald Street in Tomanville. Established in 1854 and is the oldest Black Episcopal church in the state of Alabama. Tickets are $15. You can purchase them at the Sanger Theater box office if you're interested. So you can watch the movie, and then there's a Q&A with the audience after. Were you a Mario Van Peebles fan?
No, not particularly, but I'm aware of his power over females.
Oh, geez. I don't know about all that, but he has directed award-winning shows like mm-hmm. Empire, The Last Ship, Sons of Anarchy, Lost, Damages, and Boss. A lot of people are familiar with his dad, too.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. But Mario is thinking about his acting roles. I didn't realize he'd done so much on the producing side, directing side.
Yeah. So you can purchase your tickets. It's Saturday is the show, okay? So don't say I didn't tell you anything. As you plan your weekend.
The deal.
If you want more more information, 1-800-745-3000. And if you go, we'd love to hear from you. We may check that out. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you. Coming up next hour, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us. A lot to talk about with him as we talk about the cold temps here, but cold temps around the country as well. That's the big story as you look at temperatures that are setting records in places, as far south as into Indiana. I saw some temperatures out of Indiana, Ohio. It's not just in Chicago and Minneapolis. And we'll talk more about that. Also, cold day in Washington. Well, quite possibly, as the president already tweeting this morning about if the committee of Republicans and Democrats now meeting on border security is not discussing or contemplating a wall or physical barrier, they're wasting their time. So President Trump chiming in about that this morning. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more with Jeff Poor when he joins us coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning at FM Talk 106.5. And our phone number, 343-0106, 343-0106. Use that on the text line, phone line. Remember, check us out online at fmtalk1065.com. All right, we'll check in with news and get Dr. Bill's forecast, and we're coming back. More Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm